The Los Angeles Times has won 5 Pulitzer Prizes. It's the second most ever awarded to a newspaper in a single year. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke yesterday with John Carroll, the paper's editor.
John, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
John, how did the staff react? Is there a party going on out there?
There was a party going on, and they had some champagne, and now they're back trying to put out a newspaper in about 2 hours before the next party starts.
Tell me about each of the awards. You won in breaking news, national reporting, criticism, editorial writing, as well as feature photography. Which of these really stands out in your mind?
Probably the story that affected the most of our staff was the breaking news, which we had at least 70 writers on it, plus photographers and designers and all the other crafts. So it touched a great many people in the staff, and this was for covering the wildfires that destroyed large parts of Southern California. It also came right after the same staff had been covering the recall election for 2 months, which was a tumultuous event here, so it seemed as if the news just didn't stop coming.
So it's a matter of teamwork.
It is a matter of teamwork. The National Reporting Award was for a series we did on Walmart, which involved a smaller number of staff members, and it was a very popular story with readers. It told them about an institution, Walmart, which they know, but they don't know. And we tried to capture that in a way that no one could read it and discern that the writers had any ideology.
Well, that's a key question for you, John Carroll, at the LA Times, because the paper has gone through an era when people have alleged that there's too much liberal reporting. Do you think that winning 5 Pulitzers in one day, in a sense, is a response to that criticism?
I doubt it. We got a lot of heat from the talk shows when we covered the recall election, and it became kind of an article of faith that we're not fair to Republicans. But in fact, we've done a survey of our readers which show that there are quite a few of them who think that we're to the right of them, which makes me feel that we've probably got it just about right.
John Carroll, in recent years, there's been some upset at the LA Times, people on the staff saying that management was more interested in marketing the LA Times than in actual journalism. And here you are winning 5 Pulitzers in one day.
It's a wonderful day for the staff, but I don't hear that complaint. Nobody who works here has any doubt that we're very serious about doing journalism that's as good as anybody's.
So in your category, what are your real competitors, papers that have the same size staff?
Well, the New York Times is another such paper, and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. But I want to make it clear to your listeners that I don't think we're any more virtuous than anybody else. We just happen to be situated in a metropolitan area that is an economic base that can support a very, very large staff and a lot of space in the paper. But I've been fairly close to the Pulitzer process, and I'd like to tell you that it's because we're so good, but I have to tell you in candor that the stars have to be aligned. There's a good deal of luck, because the question of which story is best is a very subjective question, and I don't have any illusion that that's not a big factor.
John Carroll, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thanks very much.
John Carroll is editor of the Los Angeles Times. Juan Williams, NPR News.